About an hour and a half southwest of Albuquerque, at a corral on the Comanche Ranch, a handful of ranch hands from Isleta Pueblo are herding calves into a maze of pens, separating out a group tagged for sale. Bob Crouch, a cattle buyer from Arkansas, is watching with a look of satisfaction on his face.
You're getting some pretty good genetics in these calves.
He's here to pick up 400 heifers, which will get fattened up out of state and eventually end up on dinner plates across the country.
Now we're both satisfied, we're both smiling, how's that?
And with a handshake, the deal is sealed. This sale will net $200,000 for Isleta, a lower number than usual, says ranch manager John Romero, but still a good chunk of money that will go to fund the tribe's health clinics, senior centers, and other social services. But for tribal members, these sprawling hills of sagebrush flanked by the jagged Ladrone Mountains are much more than just a place to graze and sell cattle. This is part of Isleta's ancestral territory, land taken away by a succession of governments that ruled the Southwest over the centuries.
We've endured takeover from the Spanish government. We endured takeover from the Mexican government. We've endured the United States government.
That's Tribal Council President Verna Teller, who met me in a 400-year-old adobe church on Isleta's dusty main plaza. She says that history is one reason owning the ranch as private property just isn't enough. For the past 20 years, tribal leaders have been working to get the land transferred into trust by the federal government, a move that would incorporate Comanche Ranch into Isleta's reservation. And last week, that wish came true when U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell signed the ranch into trust in what was the Obama administration's largest ever land transfer to a Native American tribe. A cultural victory, and a historical one too, but Teller says that's not the only reason the land transfer is important.
I mean, we're talking about supporting tribal people, supporting ourselves, supporting our government, supporting our community in terms of services.
There are schools, roads, and social services to pay for, she says, and Isleta's government has limited sources of income. The tribe's numbers are growing too, and a housing shortage could be on the horizon. All that makes finding ways to safeguard the community's health and economic well-being a puzzle that needs to be solved fast.
Even though we have gaming, money's going out, you know, so what we're looking at is what do we need to create within our own boundaries so that we begin to turn over that profit within our own community? We're spending it on our own.
In other words, what Isleta needs is more options, and more options is just what this land transfer brings. People in the Pueblo are already thinking into the future, sifting through ideas about new uses for Comanche Ranch, an antelope hunting outfit for tourists, a wildlife preserve, residential properties for tribal members. These are just a few of the ideas being talked around. And the land transfer comes with federal funding possibilities on the ranch, which opens up a lot of opportunities for the cattle operation, too. Ranch manager John Romero says he's got some ideas of his own.
The Native American beef is, you know, trying to get something so that the tribes can start providing our own casinos, our own grocery stores, our own. It's like now you have the Mexico Cattle Growers Association, but we really don't have anything as far as the Native Americans.
And if Isleta plays its cards right, that would be just one of the things here that will bring the tribe economic security for generations to come. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.